नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, all-pervading personality of Godhead, now for my respectful obeisances unto you. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada, Canto 10, the Summum Bonum, the Lord's Smiling Face. Chapter 7, the Killing of the Demon, Trinavarta, text number 27. Tam Ashmanam manyamanaha atmana guru mattaya gale grihite utsrastum na ashoknaut adbhuta arbhakam tamashmanam manyamanam Tamashmanam manyamanam Atmano guru mattaya Atmano guru mattaya Gale grihita utsrashtum Gale grihita utsrashtum Na shakto dadbhutar bhukam Na shakno dadbhutar bhukam Tamashmanang manyamanam Atmano guru mattaya Gale grihita utsrashtung Na shakno dadbhutar bhakam. Chan? Ladies. Word for word, Tam Krishna. Why is Tam Krishna? It's a pronoun, right? So Prabhupada just says Krishna, lest we forget, lest we misunderstand. Ashmanam. Very heavy stone, like a lump of iron. Manyamanaha. Thinking like that. Atmana Guru Mattaya. Because of being heavier than he could personally perceive. Gale, his neck. I thought, oh, it's G-A-L-E. It's a gale. This is Trinavarta. He was like a big gale, like a big tornado gale. But in Sanskrit, it's gale and it's his neck. Grihite, being embraced or encircled by his arms. Utsrashtum, to give up. Na ashok note. Again, na ashok note. Was not able. Adbhuta arbhakam. This wonderful child, who was different from an ordinary child. And then Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada puts it all together in his translation. Translation, because of Krishna's weight, Trinavarta considered him to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. But because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. Please repeat. Because of Krishna's weight. Trinavarta considered him to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. But because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. Srila Prabhupada's purport, Trinavarta intended to take Krishna up in the sky and kill him. But Krishna enjoyed the pastime of riding on Trinavarta's body and traveling for a while in the sky. Thus, Trinavarta's attempt to kill Krishna failed, while Krishna, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha, enjoyed this pastime. Now, since Trinavarta was falling because of Krishna's heaviness, he wanted to save himself by throwing Krishna off from his neck, but was unable to do so because Krishna held him very tightly. Consequently, this would be the last time for Trinavarta's yogic power. Now he was going to die by the arrangement of Krishna. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Bilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master is kindly opening my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Tamashmanang Manyamana Atmano Guru Mattaya Gale Grihita Utsrashtung Nashaknod Adbhutarbakam. So wonderful Krishna. That's a chapter in Krishna book. Wonderful Krishna. And it says, Adbhutar Bakam Adbhuta, like we say, Adbhuta Shringam, wonderful. The word is many faceted, isn't it? When we say wonderful, we think of a positive. But here, the demon's being killed by Krishna. He's thinking Krishna's wonderful. He's just amazed. Oh, we have that verse. What is it? Ahanyahanya bhutani. Everyone's going to the house of death, but still, somehow I think, but I won't die. Isn't that the most wonderful thing? Yudhisthira Maharaj told the Yaksharaj. That's the most wonderful thing. Yeah. So, this mic is, they're always slipping, aren't they? This is the everlasting fate of mics. They slip. So, Trinavarta, he's considering Krishna to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. We tend to think of anything just in terms of something we can conceive, like Prabhupada's old story of Dr. Frog, where Dr. Frog, quote-unquote, is saying to his friend who's just trying to tell him about the Pacific Ocean, well, is it twice as big as my well? Thrice? No. Oh, no, no, you can't even imagine this. But still, we try to imagine, because that's all we can do ourselves on our own, just imagine something in reference to our own selves. Atmanang manyate jagat. We tend to think of the whole jagat in terms of our own little tiny, obscure, insignificant situation. When I was a child, growing up, there was a television show. Some of people my age might remember this, and I'm sure it was produced right here somewhere in L.A., Hollywood. Or it was called Art Linkletter's House Party. Any old-timers remember that? Yeah. So when I get home from school, when I was a little boy, somehow I liked this show, so I turned it on. It was on at 2:30 on CBS, and it was kind of like a variety show. And at the end of the show, Art Linkletter, he would ask the children questions. And the best of those answers became a book called Kids Say the Darndest Things. So one day I remember Art asking the kids, what is God like? What is God like? It was a pretty deep question for daytime TV, right? What is God like? But he just wanted to see what the kids would say. And so one of the kids said, "Oh God, he's bigger than a house." Because that's all he could, the biggest thing he could imagine was a house. So he just said, "He's bigger than a house." This is Atmanang Manyate Jagat. And of course, Krishna's bigger than the biggest and smaller than the smallest. I remember hearing Srila Prabhupada say that right on his seat when he was lecturing on Queen Kunti prayers, April 1973. And he was quoting the Vedic aphorism. Anoraniyahan, Krishna is smaller than the smallest. Mahato Mahiyahan, and he's bigger than the biggest. Yes. And he was, Prabhupada, he would like to needle us. He would like to make fun of us. Proud Americans, you're so proud of your 747 jets, but can you make jets as smaller than, as like a mosquito? Can you make a jet like a mosquito? And they're all buzzing around the lights, Prabhupada would say, the lights outside, and they don't crash. They don't crash. So he was making fun of, we thought we were very proud of our technology, but he was reminding us that Krishna is much more wonderful than that. So Krishna intended to take Trinavarta intended to take Krishna up in the sky and kill him, but Krishna enjoyed the pastime of riding on Trinavarta's body and traveling for a while in the sky. What do they say in self-help? If you feel life has dealt you a bad hand, if you feel you've been given a lemon, as we say in America, you know, a bad deal, some bad car is a lemon, we say, right? What do they say? Oh, just make lemonade, right? Make the best use, Prabhupada say, would make the best use of a bad bargain. So just see, Trinavarta, he wants to kill Krishna. But Krishna, he wants to kill. Well, let's have a ride. He's taking me up in the air. You know, he's becoming lighter than the lightest. He's Krishna. He's heavier than the heaviest, but he can also be lighter than the lightest. So Trinavarta, we've seen the painting. I was with Bharadraj Prabhu last night. I said, Bharadraj, can you give me some inside scoop on this painting? Did you paint the painting? Tell me some, because I know Prabhupada gave you folks directions on how to paint these paintings. So I want to share some colorful detail that Prabhupada gave to you about how to paint Trinavarta. And Bharadraj just said, I'm sorry, Sureshwar, I did not paint that painting. I don't know. But he said, I think he said Muralidhar painted the painting. Yeah, Muralidhar. He said it was Muralidhar's first painting for the books. So we all know he's up in the air with baby Krishna. Krishna's just having fun. He's going to take a ride. Yeah. Thus, Trinavarta's attempt to kill Krishna failed. While Krishna, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha, enjoyed this pastime. Prabhupada would tell that story of his godbrother from Germany going to India looking for God and going in all these temples, and he saw all these devas doing different vigorous things. But then he finally went to a Radha Krishna temple and he saw these deities, Radha, they're just enjoying, they're just having fun. This must be God. This must be super. He doesn't have anything to do but play. So then he surrendered to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Now, since Trinavarta was falling because of Krishna's heaviness, he wanted to save himself by throwing Krishna off from his neck, but was unable to do so because Krishna held him very tightly. Yeah. So Krishna, he's heavier than the heaviest. So, and the word is it in here? Yeah. Atmano Guru Mattaya. Guru. Krishna's the original guru. He's the original everything. Right? We say, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Sometimes we hear Lord Nityananda is the original guru. Right? So, certainly, he's the expansion of He's the intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. But Krishna, in the ultimate sense, he's the Adi everything, the Adi Guru. So, and we can't approach him directly. 1972, Vyasa Puja, New Vrindavan. You can go on YouTube and type those words in. Guru Puja, New Vrindavan, Vyasa Puja. And you will hear Prabhupada deliver a beautiful lecture about the spiritual master. And I was there for this. And it was August, September, 72. And now 1972, how old was the Hare Krishna movement? You do the math. Oh, 6 years. 66 to 72, right? And so we weren't going away. We were sticking. And so America began to ask, well, who are these people? I mean, why, who are these people that, you know, approaching us in shopping centers and airports and with their books and singing on the streets? And so Prabhupada said, oh, well, let's have a Bhagavad Dharma discourse. Let's have a Bhagavad Dharma discourse. And you invite so many VIPs. You invite journalists. You invite politicians. You invite, scholars. You invite scholars. So in August, September, 1972, Srila Prabhupada presided over about 1,000 devotees and guests in the hills of West Virginia. And it was Bhagavad Dharma discourse for 5 days, and then there were two special days, Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja. And then there were five more days of discourses. So in the middle was the most holy of holy days in ISKCON, right? Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja. So I remember the first day, heavy discourse. Prabhupada was just lecturing at the top of Bahulaban Farm from a makeshift pavilion. Was anybody there? Anybody? I'm the only one who was there. Okay. So makeshift pavilion, Prabhupada. You've seen the picture because it's a famous picture of Prabhupada sitting on a red velvet, like a crimson, not unlike that, only it was not as fancy. And then in back of him you see woods, green leaves. And so this is famous picture. This is Prabhupada delivering his Vyasa Puja talk on Saturday, September 2, 1972. But he would have these amazing discourses. And the New York Times was there. And Mother Earth News, which back then was the Back to the Land counterculture magazine, which became very slick later on. And so Prabhupada delivered this discourse. And then at the end, toward the end, Prabhupada took questions. And this long-haired reporter for Mother Earth News, he was way in the back, and he called out a question. And he said, "If the purpose of life is to know Krishna, why is Maya so strong?" And so without missing a beat, Prabhupada said, "Your purpose is not strong." Prabhupada would do this a lot. He would take the words of the people and just throw it right back on them. "If the purpose of life is to know Krishna, why is Maya so strong? Your purpose is not strong." It was like rhetorical judo. You use the energy of your opponent against your opponent, right? And the force of Prabhupada's words were so powerful, were so final, were so profound, were so deep, even though the words were simple, that we, his disciples sitting right close to him, we just felt the force of his gale-like words. And it was like, and we just, wow. Like wheat in the wind, we just sort of bent back from the force of his words. And it was so sudden and swift and final, the way Prabhupada said it. That was the end of the discourse. There was nothing left to say. We all just bowed down and that was it. So after 5 days, then it was Janmashtami. And Prabhupada is at Bahulaban, and he's sitting on Vyasasana, and he's chanting along with everyone for the midnight arti. Right? Everybody's fasting till midnight. And the conch blows, and we all expect at 12:30 a.m. to break the fast, right? To break the fast. But Prabhupada said, "So, where is Krishna book?" Prabhupada, he wants to feast through the ears. He wants to hear the advent of Lord Krishna. So, someone fetches a Krishna book, and he gives it to the, and then he gives it to the visiting sannyasis, and they start reading. Maybe you've seen, if you've seen Yadavar Prabhu's following Srila Prabhupada, you can hear the memories of this. I'm on there, and Satya Narayan and Jayadvaita Swami, and yeah, we're all remembering what happened. So Prabhupada's sitting on his Vyasasana, and he's really enlivened hearing about the advent of Lord Krishna. 12:30. 12:45, 1 a.m., right? And the readings go, and the sannyasis are passing the book around, and we're all kind of like, you know, we're just sort of fading, and the dandas start swaying, you know. And but Prabhupada, he's sitting on the Vyasasana, and his transcendental senses are getting more and more enlivened, hearing the advent of Lord Krishna. 1 o'clock, 1:15, 1:30, and we're all kind of against the ropes, you know, we're like, and the dandas are flat. But somebody is still alive reading. 1:45, Prabhupada opens his eyes and he surveys the wreckage.
All right, I think you're becoming a little impatient. The understatement of the yuga, right? Take prasad. But we couldn't take prasad. We were out. We were out cold. So that's the difference between our founder Acharya and us. Yeah, beyond the bodily platform. And then the next day was Vyasa Puja Day. And, you know, this is the most challenging, physically challenging 2 days of the year, right? You're up till midnight and then you break fast and then the next day is Prabhupada's Nandotsava day. And so around noon, we're all up on the hill again in the pavilion at Bahulaban, and the late, great, legendary Vishnu Jana Swami is leading us in a svarga, a heavenly-like kirtan. Right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Radha Damodar, the deities he was traveling with, they're on the stage next to the Vyasasan, and Jagannath deities. And yeah, that was it. And Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan. And then we're all waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come. Heavier than the heaviest, right? So he comes up in a little yellow Volkswagen, Hayagriva Prabhu's Volkswagen, gets out, comes in front of his seat and then sees the deities, and he pays dandavats, and then he sits on the throne and he starts following along too with carts. Someone hands him kartals. He's following along. Vishnu John's lead. And then if you've seen the memory, you hear Satyanarayan Prabhu comes on and says, and then Prabhupada stole the lead of the kirtan from Vishnu Jan. He stole the lead. All of a sudden you hear a voice ring out when Vishnu Jan is, it's his turn to say the mantra. You hear Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He starts singing. And we all go absolutely mad. We involuntarily stand up and we start moving toward Prabhupada's Vyasasana, and just, we're trying to chant but we can't because we're crying. It was as though Prabhupada and Sri Radha Damodar had just opened up the spiritual sky and were flooding the place with Krishna Prem. And we didn't know what was going on. We were just like overwhelmed. And then you hear finally Prabhupada after some time, Jaya Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa. And we just dropped to the grass, swooning. We didn't know what happened. We were like, yeah. And then we get up, and this is where you start hearing it on YouTube now. If you go to YouTube, you type in 1972, New Vrindavan Vyasa Puja Address. And then you hear Srila Prabhupada say, and he's got his hand in his bead bag, and you hear the flies buzzing around, and the cows, mmm, and the kids, wah, you know. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada says, so, those who are my students, they know what is this Vyasa Puja. But those who are not my students, you may misunderstand, because Prabhupada knew these people, these VIPs, were misunderstanding. They were looking at this elderly gentleman sitting on this big throne. Who does he think he is in egalitarian America, right? You may misunderstand what is this Vyasa Puja. Why are they all falling at his feet and throwing flowers? So Prabhupada, he spends the whole Vyasa Puja address just trying to make the guru means heavy, guru, understandable to the New York Times and the scholars and the WWVA, Wheeling, West Virginia, Evening News, you know, they're there, and KDKA, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and who, and yeah, the congressmen, the scholars, and the media. And so Prabhupada just starts talking about how the guru was like a mailman. Prabhupada said, post peon. He's like a post peon. The mailman. Because he knew everybody reveres the mailman, right, in New York City, you see. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor darkness of night can keep this postman from his appointed rounds. He's just delivering the letter, Prabhupada. He's just delivering the message of God. And he may be imperfect in so many ways, but if he just delivers the letter, like our Satchitanoy Prabhu, right? And forgive me, Brigupati Prabhu. When you get old, you can't remember your own name sometimes. It's scary. So, the mailman, he may be imperfect, but if he just delivers the letter intact, then he's a bona fide mailman. Similarly, if anybody delivers the message of God intact, he's a bona fide guru. Kiva vipra kiva nyasi, you know, shudra. It doesn't matter what you are. If you know the art and science of delivering the message, yei krishna tattva veta se guru hoy, he's a guru. Or she, he or she is a guru. And then he brought it down even further. I couldn't believe this when Prabhupada did this. He said, actually the guru is like the dog of God. He brings it down. He really wanted these people to get it. That he didn't think he was so, you know, some high person. I'm simply the dog of God. God is the greatest. Mahato Mahiyan, right? So even a person of this world, if you want to see him, if he's a big person, it's hard to see him. Prabhupada always said, Mr. Ford, Mr. Rockefeller. But if you happen to see Mr. Ford walking his dog in a park, just by your good luck, and you go up to Mr. Ford's dog, Prabhupada said, and you give him a 2-cent lozenge. Prabhupada said, a 2-cent lozenge, a little candy. Then very easily Mr. Ford is pleased. Because he thinks, oh, you must love me because you love my dog. Right? Man's best friend in America. You must love me because you love my dog. Then he's easily pleased. You've pleased a big man. So I'm the dog of God. Krishna, he's the greatest. You can't approach him directly, but it's very easy to please me. So right on cue, my god brother Bahalashva Prabhu said, so how can we please you, Srila Prabhupada? Chan Hare Krishna. And immediately, somebody struck up a kirtan, right? Prabhupada took that as his cue. He got off the crimson throne, paid dandavats, slipped behind the throne, got into the yellow volks, and Nandakumar drove him away. And we're having a big rip-roaring kirtan, right? Prabhupada just gave this beautiful speech, demystifying the guru, making the guru accessible, the heavier than the heaviest person, accessible to, you know, people who are wondering, why is he sitting on this big seat? And they got it. You know, they really got it. And the New York Times, you know, and the Mother Earth News, and the WW. You know. But then the kirtan stopped. And Prabhupada's not there physically. And we've been fasting again, right? So what's on the stage is this big Vyasa Puja cake, if you've seen the rest of the video, right? And it's on the stage in front of, it was the length of the stage. It was like these ladies took 4 days to build this cake, you know? So the kirtan ends. Prabhupada gave a big, great speech about the guru, and then his disciples give the purport. What do? We run at the cake. I remember looking in a corner of that cake because a lot of the icing was bunched up in the corner, right? So I ran in the cake and went, I tucked it under my arm like a halfback, you know, like a halfback with a football. And I started running in a broken field through some brahmacharis. And this scenario was being enacted all over the hillside, you know, and the cameras are still going, you know. The evening news. And I remember being tackled by 3 other brahmacharis, and we're rolling down the slope, right? And I come out on the bottom, and the cake's on the bottom of me. So who ate the cake? The ants. The ants ate the cake. I try to enjoy the cake. Right? So, meanwhile, back at the Madhuban cabin, where the palace is now, the entrance to Prabhupada's palace is a farm called Madhuban, used to be, and the Prabhupada stayed in a little cabin. So Prabhupada says to Nanda Kumar, "So, there is some cake?" "Oh, I'll go back to the pavilion, Srila Prabhupada, and get you some cake." So by the time Nanda Kumar got there, and the little yellow Volks, and going up there, and what did Nanda Kumar see? There wasn't a smudge or crumb of cake left. Oh no. You know, so he gets in the Volks, he goes back to Madhuban, he runs in, "Srila Prabhupada, the devotees ate your cake." So maybe the scholars, and maybe the politicians, and maybe the media didn't understand what they were witnessing after Prabhupada gave the speech and they saw his disciples diving on the cake. But his divine grace understood us. Because what was Prabhupada's response? They ate your cake. "That's all right. Bake another one." Bake another one. So, how did I get into that? Well, for the last 5 years, I've been traveling all around the world with the Founder Acharya series. So I kind of have Founder Acharya on the brain. So everything I turn into a Prabhupada pastime class. Let me see if I wrote down anything that I can tie it in. Oh, the miracle, yeah, the miracle. So everything Krishna does is a miracle. I mean, everything. It's existence is a miracle. Sat, Krishna's existence feature. Sat, chit, awareness, knowledge, ananda. Ananda chinmaya rasa vigraha. So, as Prabhupada was manifesting the Hare Krishna movement, he was witnessing the miracle. So that same year, 72, that was August, September. So in December, 22 December 72, Prabhupada wrote a letter to the late Sudama Prabhu, whom we also see in the memory series, right? Must have given that memory right here in L.A. in his last days. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to Sudama in New York. And he said, "So, when I was all alone in New York, when I was all alone, I was thinking, who will listen to me in this horrible place, this horrible sinful place? But I thought, well, I have my, let me just try to distribute a few books anyway. I have a few of my books, let me try something, you know." But all along, Prabhupada said in this letter, Krishna was preparing something I could not see. And Prabhupada said, and then one by one, Krishna started sending you to me, sincere American boys and girls. And now, and Prabhupada's saying now, 1972, I can see this is a miracle. Otherwise, one old man, alone, in your New York City, trying to survive by selling ancient books about God and Sanskrit and English, you know. Prabhupada said, how he can survive, what to speak, starting a movement to save humankind. This is Krishna's miracle. Now I see. So Krishna's doing another miracle. He's going up in the sky with the demon. Everything he does is miraculous. And all we have to do is appreciate and serve and accept the matchless gifts and distribute the matchless gifts. Thank you. So I'll stop there. And if you have any questions or comments, please raise your hand. Because of Krishna's weight, Trinavarta. So one thing I was able to think of. So when we dovetail ourselves with Krishna, Krishna here is heavier than the heaviest. We partake of that heaviness. And even though I'm insignificant or you're insignificant, we can actually make a difference in the world. We can make a difference by just by being dovetailed with Krishna's will. And it's a good time now that everybody's shocked about the change of power that's going on in America. It's actually a good time. It's a good time. It makes people ask again, why? How could this happen? I can't believe this. You know. Ah, all right, well, read all about it. Extra, extra. And Krishna, he'll tell you why. He's forcing the issue by allowing these things to happen. Because of Krishna's weight, Janavarta considered him, capital H, to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. Kali Yuga, right? The age of iron, the iron age. Because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. Right? He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. So Krishna is time, as we saw again in the museum yesterday, time I am. So the time factor is once again reminding everybody of the horror show of this material world, the nightmare of this material world. So we can, make lemonade out of this lemon. And take the opportunity to reach people more, because they're going to be asking more and more and more and more. Why? Okay, that's all I have to say. If there's no questions or comments. Yes, we do have one from Satchitanoy Prabhu.
You mentioned that you can't help it, but you really problem with the picture, because that's how your mind troubles you. What is that?
I can't help but what?
You cannot have in every class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Why does that seminar talk consist of just Prabhupada stories about?
Okay, so the question is, what is the seminar series that I've been teaching? Maybe this is a good opportunity to invite me to come give it. I've actually offered it a couple of times to Swavas Prabhu, but it hasn't been the right time. Every time I suggest it's not the right time. So I'm actually living in Tucson now. I'm going back there today, and it's only an hour and a half away by plane. So it's a 10 lesson series, and we go from Sambandha, deepening our awareness of our relationship with Srila Prabhupada. That's the first three lessons, into Abhideya, where we deepen our commitment to his mission. And then Prayojana, deepening our love for Prabhupada, is the last three lessons. So it's a whole journey. Because he is the key. Our founder, Acharya, provides the unity amidst our wild diversity. I mean, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is inconceivably diverse. So how in the world are we going to survive another 50 years? You know, right? Have you noticed how diverse we are? We need more unity. And so the founder Acharya, his life, his teachings, his mood, his mission, that's the unity. He's the pivotal person, the foundational person around whom all the other relationships turn. We need to get that in a deeper way. Otherwise, you know, it doesn't work. It just flies apart. So Prabhupada knew that, and that's why he stressed his position as founder Acharya. We're all supposed to become Acharyas, but he's the founder Acharya. So whatever we build has to be consistent with what's on the foundation. Otherwise it just becomes another rubbish institution, Prabhupada said. We can't have that. Arsita Prabhu. Well, I can give you a link. You can see the whole thing online, but it doesn't really. It's not like it is in person with the interaction and the and the questions and churning the points. That's the whole point of me having traveled with us for 5 years. Yeah, but I can send you a link, so I'll have to get your email. Yeah. And or you can go on YouTube and type in, you know, Srila Prabhupada Founder Acharya series, and you probably, but I can send you a link that's the best link. Yeah, you might see an older version. So, yeah, there's a more current version with a link I can send. That's good. Yeah. All right, it's nice to be back in New York. I lived across the street for 4 years in the 70s. I was the guy that made the indexes for the books for 4 years. And I went up there yesterday to see what had become of the old space where I used to live, right? You ever try to do that? Go back to where you used to live? And there's a whole family living in the, you know, in this. It used to be a Devamrita Brahmachari. He was the proofreader. Now you know him as Devamrita Swami. And I was the indexer, and Jayadwaita Brahmachari was the editor. And yeah, but it's not there anymore. So, anyway. Yeah, yeah, this is technology, right? Okay, well, thank you very much for listening. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.